Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. James writes, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed." Now, James was clear in this passage that temptation does not come from God. God cannot be tempted, nor does he tempt anyone else. So, what's the source of temptation that shows itself so strongly in our lives? Well, there are three sources. Number one, the world. The world around us is at odds with God. It presents a culture that puts man in charge and God at the back of the line. It hits us when we with wanting what we don't have and having what we don't need. There's also not only the world, but the flesh. Often we blame temptation on the tempter or someone else, but sometimes the mirror reflects the source, right? As believers, the penalty of our sin is gone, but the propensity to sin will remain with us until the day we die. We are tempted by our own evil desires. And when we give in, we are dragged away, James says, and enticed. So where does temptation come from? Well, the world, the flesh, and then finally from Satan himself. Finding Jesus in a weakened physical state, the tempter showed up to test Jesus in the desert. Like a hungry lion seeking to devour us, the same tempter comes roaring after us. He works to drive a wedge of disobedience between us and the Father. Satan desires to destroy our witness before others. Now here's the hard truth. Whether the source is the world, the flesh, or the devil, at the end of the day, we own our obedience or disobedience. God will always provide a way out of temptation. He promises that in 1 Corinthians 10:13. So here's a hard question. Are you willing to take the escape routes and resist the temptation, regardless of the source? Father, by your grace and your strength, may the answer to that question always be an adamant yes. We trust in you. We pray that in Christ's name. Amen.